Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has become the first governor in the nation to survive a recall election. He defeated Democratic challenger Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett for the second time in a year and a half.
I believe there is more that unites us than divides us. I believe that now the election is done. We can move on and we can move forward.
Can Wisconsin unite, or does this bitter election illustrate the political divide all across America?
Joining us live this morning, Dave Leventhal, money and politics reporter for Politico. And Dave, it's amazing how much money this recall brought in, and so much of it from out of state.
Absolutely. Tens upon tens of millions of dollars in a state that only has about 6 million people. So in a way, this is sort of a proving ground for many national organizations to come into a state and try to dominate the body politic there of a race that's really, you know, typically would have been an internal matter for the people of Wisconsin. This was anything but.
Is it fair to say that what we've witnessed over the last year or so in Wisconsin, Dave, is something that we could see in other states as a result of the success now that Walker has had?
Without question. And we've talked to a lot of folks who said, hey, what happened in Wisconsin over the past many months could happen and probably will happen in any other state that has a similar affair going on in their state. So a big recall election, a big gubernatorial race, this could kind of be the new norm for those big races. And you better believe that there are plenty of national level organizations that have a lot of money. And if there isn't a national level election actually going on or race, they're going to be all too happy to go and put their firepower and put their cash into those state-level races in order to try to get something that's going to be potentially a big victory for them.
Now, based on exit polling, it turned out that a fair number of the people who actually voted for Walker again in this recall election still support President Obama.
Absolutely, and this could be a spell of some bad news for the president, who actually didn't go and do any on-the-ground campaigning for Tom Barrett. That was something that he got chided by many Republicans for not actually showing up in the state. And Wisconsin is a key state. It has leaned Democratic for many years on a national level for presidential races. But, hey, as you well know, anything can happen, and this is definitely not something that the Democrats were hoping to have as a result when they woke up in the morning today.
But if hindsight's 20/20, let's take a look at this thing now from the rearview mirror, if you will, Dave. Here we have a situation where something that we're looking at may have implications on several other states in the nation and what happens with the governors and legislatures in those states. And Democrats were outspent in this 7-1 in Wisconsin. What does that say about the Democrats' ability to rally?
Speaks very poorly of it, and of course, this is something that was initiated by labor for all intents and purposes, the Democratic side, and effectively what you had was about the same result as the original gubernatorial election that put Scott Walker in power. So after all of this money, after all of this effort, after all of these months, pretty much you got what you got right at the beginning. So the AFL-CIO, the Democratic Governors Association, organizations like MoveOn.org, all of them had very active roles in this recall election, and yet really could not compete with, number one, the $30 million plus that Scott Walker in his own campaign was able to raise, plus all of the other conservative outside organizations, Americans for Prosperity, American Majority Action, on and on, that came in and spent additional tens of millions of dollars in this race.
Thanks, Dave. Good to talk to you this morning. Dave Leventhal is the money and politics reporter for Politico.